The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
In the Green Scene today, could our air becoming cleaner accelerate global warming? But first, we're all breathing in microplastics. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Breathing in microplastics.
I know, because we've talked a lot about how we are absorbing about a credit card amount of microplastics in our diet, and that's where we tend to think about how we're absorbing microplastics. But research is now showing us that we may also be breathing them in. And this is very detailed research that came from Brazil and Germany. And what the researchers did was they looked at microplastics in possibly the most accessible part of our brain, which is the olfactory bulb. So it's where our nose connects into our brain. And we all know when we breathe in smells, we're actually breathing in microparticles. And they actually looked at the brains of 15 people who had died in Sao Paulo in Brazil. And they found plastic fibers and particles in more than half of those patients that they looked at. And maybe not surprisingly, what they found was polypropylene. And many people will have heard of that plastic because it's used to make food containers. It's used to make clothing. And the plastic, the size of plastic that they found was absolutely tiny, 10 microns. So these are just so small that they can potentially be taken up by our cells. And that's why this is concerning. And I think we're all concerned about the amount of plastic that's going into our environment. And the reality is once it gets this small, getting it out of the environment becomes almost impossible.
Yeah, and we don't know what the effect will be. If you've spent 50 years of your life breathing in this stuff and it's accumulating in that part of the brain and elsewhere, what effects will it have on the whole way the body works?
And you've kind of put your finger on it, because for many of us, we've spent many decades of our life not breathing in plastic and not absorbing plastic through our food. But of course, for children and younger people, this has been more part of their life. And you're right, we don't fully understand the implications here. There was a study which found that increased levels of microplastics could accelerate the spread of cancer if you got cancer in your bowel or in your guts. But we know that plastic exposure probably isn't good for us, that it could be linked to things like decreased fertility, heart disease. And we also know that when you look at, there's tens of thousands of different kinds of chemicals in plastics. So of the 16,000 that have been looked at, we know that about 4,000 of them are hazardous to human health. So, you know, we know now these are out there in the air as well.
And it's not just humankind. There are other mammals who may be affected by this.
And amazingly, researchers have actually captured exhaled breath from dolphins. So these were dolphins in Florida and Louisiana, and they were actually able to capture using special sort of vessels that they put above the dolphins as they breathed out, that when they looked at 11 dolphins whose breath they captured, they all had plastics in their exhaled breath. And again, it was mostly polyester, what we use in our clothes, and which gets washed out, particularly when we wash those clothes. So there's a number of data points now telling us that microplastics are also in the air.
Now, let's talk about the air, because it's something that is almost counterintuitive. We're trying to get our air to be cleaner by reducing particulates and burning of fossil fuels. But cleaner air might accelerate global warming. How?
I know. Well, it's because when particles go into the air, they actually help to reflect some heat back, and they may also help to feed clouds. So you're right. I mean, we absolutely want to clean up our air, and that's the right thing to do. But over the last 50 years, some of the particulate matter that we've put into the air has probably masked some of the extent of the warming that's been caused by greenhouse gases like CO2 and water vapor and methane. So it's almost like we've had this artificial sunshade, and researchers think that could have held back the amount of global warming that we're registering by about half a degree, which doesn't sound like very much. But when we're talking about trying to stay below 1.5 and then 2 degrees of warming, you know, that does make a big difference. So as we go to clean up our air, we're taking that particulate matter out of the air. So we're sort of removing this artificial sunshade. And scientists were able to find out about this because, you know, we've discussed many times, there's been sort of every year we break the record for the warmest year on record. And there was a detailed model put together looking at many, many different factors causing that warming. And particularly in Asia, where many countries there have very poor air quality. When the scientists modelled the cleanup of the air, particularly removing things like sulfur dioxide out of the air in Asia, they could see that that sort of was one of the possible explanations for the warmer years over the last number of decades.
It does seem counterintuitive, because I always thought the greenhouse effect was the radiation comes in from the sun, and then you get cloud cover and all the rest caused by particulate matter or whatever other shading, and that doesn't allow the radiation to go back out. Therefore, you get the greenhouse effect, the warming. But you're saying that no.
Well, here, I mean, carbon dioxide in the air is capturing the heat, whether we get cloud cover or not. And in fact, cloud cover does help to reflect back. So scientists call it the albedo effect. It happens with sun or with ice at the poles as well. But it also happens when we have clouds. And one of the interesting examples they were able to look at was shipping. I mean, shipping fuels have emitted a huge amount of sulfur dioxide into the air, but that's been cleaned up now with new regulations. And when they actually follow, using data over many years, the trails of ships, there are now fewer clouds over ships as they emit less sulfur dioxide. And even in that sort of small example, we can see fewer clouds being formed and therefore less heat being radiated away. Now, the only good thing is, as we clean up the air, we'll sort of catch up with the data. So this isn't likely to be a persistent effect, but it does remind us of the urgency of getting those CO2 and greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.